is so delicious.
It's Sextastic Tuesday.
Longa come.
Yeah, fuck my fucking armpits, yeah.
Oh my god! Dick and nuts!
I fucked my brother. I fucked him.
I see a lot of penises. Animals' penises.
You know what NAMLA stands for, don't you? No ass may be left alone.
You'll dig it hard.
It's Tuesday, December 1st, 2009. Coming up on the program today, Frankenstein goes shopping, plus suicide over bull semen, and a pretty ladyboy has a hard cock and a craving for meth. All of this, plus a classique edition of Sextastic Tuesday. It's all coming up on an extended episode of Distorted View Daily.
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Yes, Timothy James Henson with you. This is the Distorted View Show, back for the Tuesday podcast. Got a great program, although I have to tell you, I'm a little pressed for time. It's already like 2:30 in the morning. I have to be up at 8 to take my father to the doctor for another checkup. And for whatever they have to do, they have to put him under so he can't drive himself. So I have to take him to Cleveland. If you happen to see a Malibu with a scrolling LED sign in the back that says something like distortedview.com loosens up your butthole, that's me. Get 'em, Steve Dave sent me this fantastic piece of equipment. I can communicate with other drivers and harass them and probably get arrested. Ting! It's pretty cool. There's like 100 pre-programmed messages, and then you can custom program your own in, which I did. I shot a video, so you can get an idea of how it looks. If you guys can come up with any good message you think I should include, email me or Twitter me or something, and I'll program it in. The other thing I wanted to mention was I appeared yesterday on the Jam Hole for a little interview. Matt interviewed me. Matt and Danny interviewed me. And I'll put a link to that on the show notes. It is episode 278. Close. Doesn't matter. It'll be up on the show notes today. Just click the link. Let's get into Sextastic Tuesday right now. This, of course, is a stupid bit where I read you a piece of real erotic pornography. These stories were written to get you off, but somehow they miss the mark. Sometimes they're poorly written. Sometimes they're just bizarre or gross. There's no way people will jerk off to this porn. That's the type of story I'm looking for. Let's get into it right now, ladies and gentlemen. I give you a Sextastic Tuesday.
It's Sextastic Tuesday.
Oh, racy.
Look, I suppose we all have our kink, or at least I know I do, and I like to be known as the pig maker. For ages, I'd been looking for the right guy to make over into an ideal lover. And finally I found him. He had really let himself go and was putting on the pounds pretty fast. This story, by the way, is the Tim Henson story. Very autobiographical. Yes, he had let himself go and was putting on the pounds pretty fast. He already had a starter belly and love handles. I knew he was the kind of guy I could push over the line into obesity and total submissiveness. Submissive and stretch marky. Delicious. Like I said, it's autobiographical. Nothing turns me on like a fat, submissive gay guy, and when I discover he had a masochistic streak and gets turned on by humiliation, that just makes me even hornier. They don't call me the pig maker for nothing. At first, though, I had to make sure I had the right raw material. If I'm going to ruin a guy's body, at least I want to make sure he's into this sort of thing. A trip to the beach was just the thing for a test run. Oh, how fun. As we were loading the car at my house, I explained the rules. From now on, he would be known as Pig Boy, and he was done making any decisions. His duffel bag would stay in my garage, and instead, he'd wear clothes from the bag I packed. There's nothing in here but a Speedo... Wait, I have to talk like a big fat gay guy. I've noticed the bigger and fatter the gay guy, the more effeminate they are. It's really weird. There's nothing in here but a Speedo swimsuit and a couple of t-shirts. Right. It's Fred from the B-52s. Put them on, Pig Boy. He hesitated, but I knew he'd fall into line. He took his clothes off, revealing the sloppy body shape of a guy who had eaten way too many pizzas. The Speedo I chose for him was far too small, making him look even fatter than he was. And the t-shirt was also too small. Even though he was only 20 or 30 pounds overweight, this Speedo and t-shirt combo revealed his sagging belly poking through between the shirt and the swimsuit. Pig Boy started to act nervously, realizing how unattractive he looked in this getup. Oh, I'm so unattractive. Oh! How he talks. When we got to the beach, Pig Boy looked down at the sand as we walked. He looked so sad, and that made me horny. We passed a bunch of guys playing frisbee, and from behind, one shouted, "Hey, get off the beach, you fucking whale. You make us all sick." I asked Pig Boy, "How does it feel to be the most disgusting guy on the beach? Does it turn you on?" "Yes, sir," he said softly. "Do you want me to make you uglier and even more repulsive?" "Yes, sir." "Tell me how." "Beg me." "Sir, please make me uglier and more repulsive. Please, sir, make me fat and ugly. I mean, fatter and uglier. Turn me into the pig that always needs fucking." Well, back home, we curled up together on the couch. This is the romantic scene of the story. He was so affectionate, nuzzling me with his piggy snout, staring at my cock and never daring to make eye contact. I wanted so badly to put him on all fours and slide into him, but I didn't dare deviate from my plan. Oh, no, no. I already set up the equipment in my basement. Uh-oh. Equipment. You see, I have a sling from a gay leather store. You know, the kind of sling that you put a guy in so you can fuck him. I'd added some straps, and the whole contraption had to be in the basement because I knew this would be messy. Finally, ingredients to a great Sextastic Tuesday story. I instructed Pig Boy to get into the sling, and he did so, clearly sad and nervous. I think Pig Boy realized that this was a point of no return, that his life would change forever. After strapping him in nicely, I held a glass of wine up to his snout so he could drink. Thanks to a few additives, he became groggy very quickly. "That's okay. Fall asleep, Pig Boy. It's the wine that's making you sleepy. Fall asleep in my leather sling." I wasn't sure whether to put the feeding tube through his nose or through his mouth. There are pros and cons to both, you see. But what the hell, I chose the mouth. And I had the specially designed gag ready for this moment. I eased the feeding tube down his throat, very gently, and hooked it up to the apparatus I had designed for exactly this moment. My pig would be developing very quickly. When he finally came to, I explained to him what I was going to do next. "All right, Pig Boy, right now you're regretting what you got yourself into, but that doesn't matter because you're past the point of no return. The solution going into your tummy is a mixture of estrogen and Andrecur. I don't know what the hell that is. Mixed in corn syrup, and a weight gain formula that bodybuilders like to use. As an extra treat, I added some medications that slow down metabolism. I'm going to transform you into my human pig, my fat Pig Boy, with a nice big fuckable ass, just the way I like him." Wow, that guy's getting really excited. "When we have sex..." Oh, and don't worry, that'll be your only purpose in life from now on. "When we have sex, I don't want to have to think about your pleasure. No, no, your hard cock, your coming, your sexual release. Nope, Piggy, my lover has to have a permanently limp cock so that you can focus all your attention right on me. And let's compare cocks while we're at it. Whew! Yours is what they call a micropenis. Not really much of a cock at all. Mine is a real man's 8 inches of meat. That kind of cock that deserves to be worshipped. And you will worship it." I was on a real roll, making myself horny with my own little speech. "In fact, your little cockette is so sickening to look at, I don't even want to see it. So before you know it, your stomach will form an apron of fat that will entirely cover your disgusting cockette, and you'll never be able to look at it again. After a while, your belly apron fat will become so huge that you won't even be able to reach it. It'll be just some useless piece of flesh underneath all the folds of fat, and the piss will run out of the cracks between your fat rolls. I could go for some fat rolls, a little butter. At this point, I was so horny, I just had to fuck his butt. Right there on the sling. It felt so good. I need to come all the time. It seems like I need to come all day long, and finally I'd have my own pig boy to fuck, so I'd never have to jack off again. Paradise. I took pity on pig boy in my sling. I mean, after all, it must be really boring. So I rigged up a TV so he could watch, and played videos of fat men fucking each other all day long. There's no getting around the fact that Pig Boy's life was going to be kind of boring from now on. But hell, I'm not a monster. No. I don't think anyone could say that about you. The estrogen in the mixture caused the most wonderful boobies to sprout. First little hills, then his nips got pointy and swollen, and then his areolas starting to widen until they were 3 or 4 inches in diameter. Then, as Pig Boy gained more weight, eventually his titties became like melting jello and just kind of sagged. Why is that hot? That's not hot. Those are bitch tits. I wonder if when that guy sticks his dick in that dude's ass and he pounds it, I wonder if, like, there are ripples, like waves in the water. Just fat. The sea of sadness. My pig boy had a nice pubic puff to start with. A lot of bulging fat around the base of his little cockette. Okay, guys, we need to see if pubicpuff.com is available. It's going to be my own personal website. As the fat collected there, his cock, already pretty small, seemed to get smaller and smaller as the pubic puff expanded and got deeper. After a while, it looked like his cockette was a little man trying to get out of the quicksand. Eventually, his cockette was gone entirely, hidden somewhere in the fat rolls. But mostly, I enjoyed watching his belly grow and grow and grow. He wasn't developing a big ball belly like some guys, but instead, my pig boy was sloppy fat. I knew he would be quite the sight when he got out of that sling. His neck and chin developed into sloppy jowls that sagged like everything else. It was a good thing I reinforced the sling so well to handle all the weight. The piss and shit were easy to squirt away with a garden hose. Although truly, fat people do tend to smell. I think this was written by a Distorted View listener. There's really no way to clean all of those folds and between the fat rolls, under the boobs, and so on and so forth, but that was just part of being around a human pig. Every day I would describe to Pig Boy how his body was changing. I taunted him over and over about how he was the super chub he always fantasized about being. And the impotence was, of course, irreversible. He would thank me when he realized how hard it would be to reach his cockette. It's just, maybe cockette.com is available too. It's just as well he was permanently limp and would never be able to orgasm ever again. These changes were permanent, forever. Taunting him this way got me excited, and then I would fuck him again. After a while, I had to lift up his belly fat to get at his pussy hole. Okay, I know pussyhole.com is taken. And that's when I knew he was almost done. Pussyhole. I have to lift up your fat to get to your pussyhole. My work is almost complete. First your pussyhole, and then the world. Like, this guy's crazy. There was still a few things left to do, though. A piercing through the septum, just like a true farm animal, with a big metal ring. And since it's my animal, it was time to use the branding iron I'd been working so hard on last summer. The transformation was done! I had made him into my pig boy, my perfect lover and slave. Well, to each their own. Beauty is really in the eye of the beholder. Twice a day, Pig Boy gets on all fours so I can fill his fat ass with cum while it makes oinking noises. It. I so look forward to dressing it up in pink spandex tights to show off his bulging fat rolls and a too small t-shirt with his belly hanging down on display. Just fucking go to McDonald's. You can see the same thing. I would send it out by itself to the corner store to get groceries, knowing how it hated the humiliation of walking down the street, the kids jeering, people pointing and laughing. Of course, it would always come back. It had nowhere else to go, after all. Big Boy was truly broken, kind of like how a pimp breaks in a new whore, and it knew it had nowhere else to go except to come home. The end. Of course, I have to say thanks to Adam and Eve for sponsoring Sextastic Tuesday. Still have that great deal available, and it's the perfect time of year to take advantage of it. 50% off just about any item, right? Plus, you get free shipping, plus 3 free DVDs. These are porn DVDs. I don't have to mention that, right? I hope you're not expecting, like, Ben-Hur or Terms of Endearment on DVD. No, you're going to be getting fucking porn DVDs. Shit to jerk off to. Free. And you get a special gift as well. It's secret. All by using coupon code FREAK at checkout. F-R-E-A-K. That'll save you 50% off just about any item. And right now, there's all sorts of great holiday-themed items you can purchase, like a glass candy cane dildo. It's the perfect stocking stuffer. You can warm it up or cool it down. Whatever your pussy tastes are. If your pussy runs a little hot, sure, why not cool it down a bit? Likewise, if your cunt is a little chilly, pop it in the microwave for a few seconds. I don't know if that's really what you're supposed to do. Read the instructions when you get the glass candy cane. Be sticking a 400-degree piece of glass in your bacon hole. I don't want you guys burning that area off. So yes, 50% off just about any item, plus free shipping and all those free gifts just by using coupon code FREAK at adamandeve.com. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, and fucked up news right now. Yeah, today is an extended program, so if you want to hear it, sign up for the Sideshow, superfreaksideshow.com. Also coming up this week, got a video cast for you. Thursday's episode will be Sideshow exclusive, and I've got a weekend program for you guys as well. All right, three quick stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, a man has killed himself over bull semen. The story comes from Japan. Both the prefecture... I don't know what that means. And the Japan Agricultural Cooperative branch are investigating after some 1,300 tubes of prized bull semen. Prized bull semen. Went missing, and a person connected with the material committed suicide. An inquiry discovered the frozen semen valued at 1,220 yen per tube for a total loss of about 1.5 million yen was missing in August. The agricultural cooperative has set up a special investigative committee to try and shed light on the disappearance. What if nothing malicious happened? What if, you know, someone from the Japanese agricultural cooperative had their son with them? You know, it was take your kid to work day. And the little window licker accidentally drank it all. I thought it was half and half cream. I like those because they taste kind of sweet. I mean, what the hell do you do with all that bull semen? The black market, I guess. Although, are breeders really that evil? With this semen, I will control the world's bull population! How many people really, when push comes to shove, needs a bull? I think the world will be just fine without that semen. After the theft of the semen, authorities found that the branch where it was stolen was about 1,300 tubes short of its official stock of 4,200. When the Japan Agricultural Cooperative set up a special investigation committee, a 38-year-old employee responsible for managing the stock of frozen semen was found hanged on November 3rd. Police judged the death a suicide. There was no suicide note. A spokesman for the cooperative says improper management may have occurred, and we believe the man who committed suicide knew something of the circumstance. When will we get to the bottom of this mystery? If that story wasn't weird enough for you, try this one on for size. It comes from Minnesota. A Chicago man has been charged with assault and property damage for This is so stupid. Yes, he's been charged with assault and property damage for smashing TVs and cameras inside a Target store Saturday while screaming hammer, hammer, hammer repeatedly in a monotone voice like Frankenstein. Hammer! Hulk smash! Jerome Charles Eberly, 39, is charged with first-degree property damage, disorderly conduct, two counts of assault of a police officer, and obstruction of justice. According to police, officers responded to the Target store at around 5:15 p.m. on Saturday to find customers fleeing the store in horror as Eberle was holding a hammer with blood on his face. A shopper reported seeing Eberle smashing TVs while saying hammer in a monotone voice. Another witness said Eberle was walking like Frankenstein. Eberle then led police on a chase, I'm sure as he was walking extremely slow like Frankenstein with his arms out. Yes, Eberle led police on a chase through the store, taking swings at officers with the hammer. Officers needed to use a taser to take him into custody. Eberle was taken to Winona Health for a mental evaluation. Smart move. Over the weekend, when questioned by police, he said he only remembered parts of the incident inside Target. Were you able to explain any of those parts? Because it seems to me, every part of your Target trip was weird. Even if the only thing you could remember is walking like Frankenstein, please, share with us what the hell was going through your fruity little head. And finally, today we've got a story from Iowa. A 39-year-old Council Bluffs man was arrested on drug charges Sunday after police reportedly found him wearing nylon stockings and making sexual gestures to passing vehicles. That is not very ladylike.
Would you fuck me? I'd fuck me. Fuck me so hard.
Yes, let's find out what happened here. Council Bluffs police officers responded at around 11:45 p.m. after reports of a suspicious person standing outside a white truck. Reports indicated officers arrived and found the 39-year-old man standing on the corner of Valley View and Franklin Avenue wearing nylon stockings and blue underwear. Sexy. Reports stated that the man was sexually aroused. Well, that's not very ladylike either, is it? He can't help it. He's digoid. Digoid. Yes, reports stated the man was sexually aroused and was making sexual gestures towards passing cars. Officers asked the man what the hell he was doing, and he allegedly replied, being dumb and looking for sex. Both great answers when responding to police officers' questioning. Officers found methamphetamine and a glass pipe in the man's vehicle.
Stone meth.
Bingo. He allegedly told officers he had consumed the meth and it messed with his hormones. Well, that would at least explain his raging hard cock. Because his hormones were all messed up, that was why he was wearing nylons, according to him. The man was arrested on suspicion of possession of meth, plus possession of drug paraphernalia, public intoxication, and operating while under the influence of a narcotic. He was committed at the Algent Health Mercy Hospital after making threats to harm himself. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Tuesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, freaks, what do you have to say to me today?
To you, Mr. Henson.
Jiggle.
Brand new side show member DJ Z here.
Nice.
Wanted to send you a big thank you. Downloaded a bunch of your shows for my holiday travel to keep me safe on Savers and your dead driving the road. And just did a 12-hour drive to South Carolina and
wow.
Just sort of you the whole way, 12 hours. Loved every minute. Keep up the good work.
Oh, that's great. I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Hey, Tim. It's Matt in Kansas. My entire family and all of my in-laws just left. They're done with Thanksgiving.
Thank God,
so
right?
You know what I think it is? I think it's time for a human horn breakdown. If you want to do it, you can sing it with me. Squeak da beat up, beedly boop, boo, bop beat up, beedly up, boo, da beat up, beep up, boop,
beep up, beep up,
beep up, beep up, beep up, beep up, beep up, yes.
Chiku. All right. Thank you, I guess.
Hi, yeah. Tim. It's Chickadee. Shitted when I yawned.
Chickadee just happened to be in the chat room, I guess, in Ustream during the Jam Hole program.
It's Chickadee.
She got a question in there. She asked me.
Shitted when I yawned. Okay. So
not sure if she was the one who asked if I spit or swallowed or not.
So I called in to Buttfoot Sunday when he was first starting out and said that, like, you both are super awesome. And he suggested that you two should totally do, like, a Tiger Beat poster. And if you did, I would buy one and it would just
Oh, yeah,
be-
that's what she That's what she mentioned on the jam hole thing. She wanted to know about the Tiger Beat thing.
Tiger Beat poster. And if you did, I would buy one, and it would just be amazing. So
yeah.
You should really make a split poster of you and Corey, like giving a thumbs up or some shit like that.
Yeah,
so,
something real cheesy. I should do that. Take a picture, and Corey could take a picture.
Tim. This is the Vanilla Thriller calling in to say I hope you had a happy Thanksgiving, and I hope you didn't choke on the wishbone too much from dick throwing it. Look at my dick, bitch!
You know, speaking, I don't know why this made me think of it, but there is a, for those of you who are into soda pops, there is a soda pop podcast now. I think it's called The Soda Jerks or something like that. So you should definitely check them out. I haven't listened to the show, so I don't know if it's any good, but maybe they'll have me on as a guest sometime and we can talk about soda. I just got another OK Soda can design in my collection, and I completed my Pepsi Wild Bunch collection. Remember from the, I don't remember if it was from the late 80s or early 90s. One summer, Pepsi came out with three limited edition sodas. One was strawberry Pepsi, one was raspberry Pepsi, and the other was tropical chill Pepsi. And they called them the Wild Bunch. And I have all those cans now. You guys do not care in the least, do you?
Hey, Tim.
Yes?
It's Max from Seattle. All
right.
I'm just going through my pregame ritual of eating a fucking boatload of food before I go fuck some guy's wife from Foreplay Magazine. Well,
what?
Wish me luck. Love the show.
Good luck, I guess.
Hey, Tim, Otis B. Driftwood from Michigan, Sideshow member.
Nice. Good boy.
A couple of things. I've been listening to some old episodes of DV while I've been listening to new ones. Right now, it's like 10 o'clock. I'm on my way home from my girlfriend's house. And I'm listening to an old one, and a fat man's in it.
Yeah.
And I came to this realization that we've, like, watched the fat man grow up. It's like, oh, my God, it's way loud.
Grow up and out.
Yelling. You're like, we've watched the fat man grow up. I mean, do you remember
growing
the days
in all
when you had
directions.
Just some fat guy trying to achieve supreme fatness?
Yes.
And now he's
mission accomplished, I say.
In a bathtub, puking on himself and wallowing in it. I have a feeling we're going to see him die. And that's going to be a sad day.
I really thought he was going to die on cam when he was puking and shitting in the tub.
Because, I mean,
like, that's not normal. Normal people don't suffer from that.
He didn't even get to 65. When he
65. He's not going to get to 35. What are you talking about?
You do, Tim. It's JR from California with a message for all the freaks out there.
Uh-huh.
Let's, in the spirit of the Christmas season, let's put aside our differences and stop hating on Dan from Texas and everything.
Yes.
And focus our hatred towards our true enemy, Electro Baby.
Oh.
Jigu.
Electro Baby, where have you been? You should call in to the show.
Tim.
I'm sure Dan from Texas would appreciate that. Get some of the heat off him.
Tim. It's been so long since someone's given you the time. Let me do it. Owl.
At the beep, the time will be 2 a.m.
Your dick.
Oh.
And I'll slowly push a molten glass rod into it. It'll feel fucking fantastic.
Yes.
And then I'll lay it upon a table and hit it with a sledgehammer.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Hey, Tim Henson. It's Cursing L from the Sideshow. Want to hear a story? Well, too bad, I'm going to tell you it anyway.
Okay.
One day, I was riding down my bike on a busy street. I had just shoplifted from a local Target right across from my school.
I know this sounds lame, but I cannot wait to move back to Columbus where there are Targets. I miss that store so much.
Then, all of a sudden, I was pedaling a lot faster than I was.
Uh-huh.
Apparently, a person tried to run me over. Then, I hit the brakes, and I flew about 5 feet in front of my bike. And then the police got involved,
because
apparently there's a cop car following me. And
same thing pretty much happened to my ex-roommate, Juan. He was just bicycling along in a car, fucking tore him the hell up. He has like metal plates and all sorts of shit in his arm. There's scary pictures of him in the hospital where there's just huge amounts of blood, like blood stains and stuff. It was scary. All right, and finally today,
Five Black, Five Black,
5 black foot long. That's 5 feet of Negro penis. Someone gonna get raped. 5 black.
You know, the blacks have been through a lot with the slavery and all, but they've been well compensated, penisly speaking. All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I apologize if it seems like I'm rushing today, but I kind of am because I have to take my dad to the hospital, and I can't have him waiting, you see, because I'm really trying to get in good with him so he might leave a little something extra for me in the will. It's hard to clinch that favorite offspring title. But yes, I'm working on it. Show at distortedview.com is our email address. Distortedview.com is the official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-66. Oh, God, is it oh, God?
I'm retarded.
Vote for us a podcast, Ali. Subscribe via iTunes. Spread the distortion. Tell all your friends about today's show. If you're sideshow freaks, stick around for extended content. Otherwise, we'll see you back tomorrow for the big Wednesday program. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody.
I'm retarded.